Our goal today is to really cut through the noise on what can be a super tough decision in app development. Native, hybrid, or this third thing, near native. It all comes down to a classic trade-off, doesn't it? You're basically balancing speed and that flawless quality against cost and how fast you can get to market.
Exactly. And to start, we have to get the fundamental distinction. Pure native apps are hardwired for one specific operating system.
So like Swift for iOS, Kotlin for Android.
Precisely. Whereas hybrid apps are essentially web applications written in JavaScript, HTML, CSS that are just running inside a special wrapper to make them work on a phone.
We always hear that native is the gold standard, but why? What is the user actually getting that they, can't get anywhere else?
They're getting true optimization. Native is famous for its speed because the code is speaking directly to the OS.
Zero lag.
Zero scrolling lag, instant transitions that really smooth feel users expect. You also get full integration with the platform's look and feel, and it can support things like high FPS for, say, HD games.
And we see that with apps like WhatsApp, right? With all its complex features like encrypted messages. Or Spotify, managing that huge audio library so seamlessly.
Yeah, and Tesla's app is a great example too, a really robust IoT case for controlling a vehicle remotely.
Okay, but that optimization has to come at a cost.
It does, and it's a painful one. Native apps are not platform agnostic. That's the major friction point.
So if you want to be on both iPhone and Android.
You need two entirely separate code bases and two specialized development teams. This makes native inherently very expensive and very time intensive.
Which leads us directly to the budget solution, hybrid.
The write once, run anywhere dream.
Right. You use that shared code base, JS, HTML, CSS, and you wrap it in a tool like Cordova or Ionic. It seems incredibly cost-effective.
It is. But that speed to market comes with some pretty significant trade-offs. The code runs inside what's called a web view, which is basically a hidden browser window.
So it's going to be slower.
Much slower performance. And you also get this UI/UX inconsistency. The app looks the same everywhere, which can feel a little off to users. It's that uncanny valley effect.
And what about using the phone's hardware, like the camera or GPS?
You often need custom plugins for that, which can sometimes require really specialized skills, maybe even C++ expertise, which kind of defeats the purpose of simplicity.
Still, they definitely serve a purpose for quick, low-cost apps, like a simple fitness tracker like Swarkit or the mental health app Sanvelo. They just prioritize reach.
And this is where the third option really changes the game, this sort of bridge technology, near native.
We're talking about React Native, Flutter, Xamarin.
Exactly. They came on the scene and completely changed the strategic math.
They promise the code reuse of hybrid, but with stable, high-quality performance. So what's the secret sauce? How do they pull that off?
It's all about how they render the visuals. A hybrid app, remember, is just showing you a web page. Near native is different. It takes your shared code and it translates it into actual native UI components.
I see. So when I tap a button in a React Native app, I'm actually tapping a real iOS or Android button, not a fake HTML one.
That's it. And that's why the performance gain is so significant.
And it lets these huge, complex apps thrive without the massive cost. You look at Walmart's app or Instagram or even Twitter, they handle massive traffic and features like live streaming pretty seamlessly.
So the final analysis for you, the listener, is this. The choice depends entirely on your project needs. If you're a large business where speed and a perfect user experience are non-negotiable, you go native. Think WhatsApp.
And if you're a startup.
If you're a startup that needs high visibility and a fast, low-cost launch for a simple app, hybrid is a great choice. But for more complex, feature-rich apps that still need wide reach, near native offers the best balance of performance and cost. Think Instagram.
Okay, so that brings us to the final thought. Given how fast tools like Flutter and React Native are advancing, they're closing that performance gap every single year. What specific advanced feature beyond just high-quality graphics will always require pure native development to maintain a critical, truly critical security or performance advantage? That's the question for the next few years.